From Jinx to jail for Robert Durst.
Arrested in a 15-year-old murder case.
Arrest in Ferguson police shootings.
This is a result of the public providing information.
Of fashion duo's faux pas.
It's possible that they have done great damage to their brand.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Death and mystery have surrounded eccentric real estate heir Robert Durst for decades. Now, the man who was the subject of a TV documentary series that just concluded last night is under arrest in a 15-year-old murder case. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
For years, suspicion has followed Robert Durst. He has been linked to two murders, along with the disappearance of his wife in 1982. Her body has never been found. Last night on the HBO documentary series Jinx, Durst made what some believe is a confession. Listen to him whisper the words, "Kill them all, of course."
Kill them all, of course.
Durst made those comments apparently speaking to himself in the bathroom, not realizing his words were still being recorded. The broadcast came just hours after Durst was arrested in connection with the murder of his friend Susan Berman in 2000. In public remarks, Durst has denied any involvement.
I had nothing to do with Susan Berman's death.
Durst attorney Chip Lewis is trying to play down any suggestion that his client has confessed.
Frankly, expected more than a bathroom mutterings or musings.
Law enforcement officials say the HBO documentary helped lead to the arrest. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
L.A. is where Durst will likely be headed to face the murder charge. He was arrested over the weekend in New Orleans. There's also been an arrest in the shooting of two police officers last week in Ferguson, Missouri.
20-year-old Jeffrey Williams is held on a variety of charges. St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough says Williams admits firing the shots, but might not have been aiming at the officers.
He is a demonstrator. He was out there earlier that evening as part of the demonstration. He's been out there on other occasions.
Protest leaders, though, say Williams doesn't look familiar to them. The officers, one shot in the cheek, the other in the shoulder, are recovering. Michael Calhoun, CBS News, Clayton, Missouri.
Los Angeles police are looking for two suspects who shot and wounded two plainclothes police officers at an intersection yesterday in South L.A. The officers suffered minor injuries but did return fire. Now to Switzerland, where CBS News State Department correspondent Margaret Brennan has the latest on nuclear talks between the United States and Iran.
Secretary Kerry told me he hopes a deal will be possible in the next few days. Kerry said progress has been made on limiting Iran's nuclear technology. Now a major challenge is convincing hardliners in Iran to allow access to nuclear sites and military bases and to persuade them to slow down research and development.
The Obama administration is said to be dropping plans to cut the Afghanistan force level to 5,000 by the end of the year. Under pressure from top generals, 9,800 Americans will remain into 2016. Many Americans may know Vanuatu in the South Pacific from the CBS TV series Survivor, shot there a decade ago. The string of islands was heavily damaged by a monster cyclone with winds close to 170 miles an hour. 90% of the buildings in the capital were damaged. Power and communications are out. At least six are known dead. For these newlyweds, it was a honeymoon from hell.
We got blown away.
All turned to hell, really.
Beautiful five-star resort just flattened. Rubble.
An airport has reopened. That's key to getting relief supplies into Vanuatu. Well, here at home with a measurement yesterday, Matt Doody with the National Weather Service says Boston officially broke its all-time winter snowfall record.
Boston came in with 108.6 total for the season, so a whole inch higher than the previous record.
Boston's mayor tweeted there will be no parade to take note of the new mark. A pair of top fashion designers did something decidedly out of style, and what they said kicked up a social media storm. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us with more.
Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana, former romantic and still business partners, told a reporter the only true family is the traditional one, called babies born through IVF synthetic children. Style writer Merle Ginsburg.
If you're working in the fashion business, which is a heavily gay and female business, this is not a very smart thing to come out and say.
Elton John, who has two IVF children with his husband David Furnish, says he'll now boycott the brand, and an apology from Dolce and Gabbana has not not stilled the Twitter storm, Steve.
Collecting dust at police departments around the country, rape kits containing possible evidence in sex assault cases. Now a new effort to determine the results and prosecute suspects. White House correspondent Pam Coulter.
A new $41 million federal program will help the nation's police departments process rape kits that have been untouched for years. Assaulted in Manhattan in 1993, Natasha Alexenko's rape kit went untested for over 9 years. She says everyone is at risk while attackers remain free.
They may start raping someone they know, escalate to unknowns, and go on to murder. It is really dangerous to have these kits unprocessed.
Her attacker was caught after her rape kit was finally tested. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
A Senate committee today begins looking into how well the Social Security Administration keeps track of the dead. SSA Inspector General Patrick O'Carroll told 60 Minutes he found many cases with benefits paid to people who have been long dead.
What we were finding is that people that were over 112 years of age were opening up bank accounts, and that got us suspicious. And we found that $6.5 million was not recorded as being deceased in SSA's records.
And for thousands who were put on the list incorrectly, it can mean months or years to set the record straight. With the nation's debt at a little over $18 trillion, the debt ceiling is once again a factor in Washington. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Congress suspended the debt ceiling last year, but it's back in effect now. As of this week, the government will begin taking what the Treasury Department calls extraordinary measures to stave off default. Those measures are expected to last for several months before the country reaches a crisis point. Congress will have to act before then to avoid another credit rating downgrade, or worse, the inability to pay all the government's obligations.
It was 32 years ago when this song hit number one on the charts. Africa, from the Grammy-winning band Toto. The bass player for the group, Mike Porcaro, has died at 59 from Lou Gehrig's disease. The talk of Colorado ski country over the weekend was a fast way to get from the state's biggest city to the mountains. Here's CBS's Lee Frank.
The clickety-clack rhythm of the Amtrak train creates a smooth, relaxing ride from downtown Denver's Union Station into the mountains up to Winter Park Resort. This train revives a 69 years tradition which ended 6 years ago.
It would be nice to have it regular once again.
A nice ride, beautiful scenery.
Way better than being in the car.
An Amtrak conductor's business plan convinced management to run the Winter Park Express for one weekend. Now the talk is ski train service every weekend next winter. Lee Frank, CBS News, Winter Park, Colorado.
Undefeated powerhouse Kentucky is the top seed in the NCAA basketball tournament. The opening round March Madness pairings were announced last night. Wisconsin, Duke, and Villanova are the other schools to gain number one seeds. Defending champ UConn did not make the field. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.